All right, troops, line up for inspection. It's trivia time. Since November 11th is Veterans Day, or Armistice Day, I thought a trio of war trivia episodes would be in order. These three have been requested numerous times over the last 5 years, and I'm glad to finally have them on paper, so to speak. We start off with Korean War trivia. Of the many 20th century wars, this seems to be the forgotten one with little information about it. So you've got your work cut out for you. As always, Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy has 3 rounds of 10 questions each. I ask the question, you get a timer, then we sort things out. Okay? If you need rules or scorecards, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I think that's enough prep work. Let's start the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What television comedy was set during the Korean War and ran from 1972 to 1983? MASH. The show lasted 8 years longer than the war itself. Number 2. Korea was split into North and South following which war? World War II. Number 3. Which country instigated the Korean War? North Korea. They invaded the South on June 25th, 1950. Number 4. What organization, disbanded in 1947, was reformed to entertain the troops in Korea? The United Service Organizations, better known as the USO. Number 5. Who was U.S. president during the start of the Korean War? Harry S. Truman. Number 6. Who was U.S. president at the end of the Korean War? Dwight D. Eisenhower. Number 7. What two nations aided North Korea during the war? China and the Soviet Union. Number 8. What Korean War vet would go on to become the first American in space? John Glenn. Number 9. What star of Maverick and the Rockford Files received 2 Purple Hearts during the Korean War? James Garner. Number 10. 131 of what type of military distinction was awarded to U.S. troops during the Korean War? Medals of Honor. The Geeky Round. Number 1. The Bodo League Massacre happened when who was rounded up in South Korea? Communists, or suspected communists. Number 2. From 1910 to 1945, what country occupied Korea? Japan. Number 3. Frank Sinatra and Lawrence Harvey play Korean War vets in what psychological thriller released in 1962? The Manchurian Candidate. Number 4. What is the name of the strip of land that separates the two Korean nations? The Korean Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. Number 5. What 1970 movie set during the war starred Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould? MASH. People sometimes forget there was a movie and a book before the show. Number 6. Born Maurice Micklewhite Jr., what British actor served in the 1st Battalion Royal Fusiliers? Sir Michael Caine. Number 7. What future astronaut had to eject from his F-9F Panther over Korea in 1951? Neil Armstrong. Number 8. What other Apollo astronaut was shipped off to Korea, flew an F-86 Sabre, and earned a Distinguished Flying Cross for shooting down 2 Soviet-made MiGs? Edwin Buzz Aldrin. Number 9. Before becoming Johnny Carson's sidekick for decades, who won 6 air medals flying 85 artillery spotting missions over enemy lines? Ed McMahon. Number 10. Immortalized at the National Museum of the Marine Corps, what kind of animal was Sergeant Reckless? A horse. The mare brought ammunition to soldiers and carried wounded men off the battlefield. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who was the leader of North Korea during the war? Kim Il-sung. Number 2. Though comprised mostly of U.S. military, what force acted to defend South Korea during the war? The United Nations Command, or UNC. Number 3. Who commanded the UNC during the start of the war? General Douglas MacArthur. Number 4. Rounded to the nearest million, how many casualties were there during the war? 3 million, most of which were civilians. Number 5. What countries signed the Korean Armistice Agreement in 1953? China and North Korea. The UN also signed, South Korea never signed the treaty. Number 6. Who was the leader of South Korea during the war? Syngman Rhee. He was the president of South Korea from 1948 to 1960. He was that nation's first president. Number 7. Between 50,000 to 90,000 South Korean troops died from what during the National Defense Corps incident? Starvation. Embezzled funds led to troops not being supplied food in the winter of 1951. Number 8. Before he was heard coast to coast, what DJ and voice actor was drafted while studying at Wayne State University? Casey Kasem. Number 9. What country music legend spent the Korean War in Germany, where he worked as a high-speed Morse code intercept operator? Johnny Cash. One of his intercepts was the announcement of Joseph Stalin's death. Number 10. Who created the 1951 painting Massacre in Korea? Pablo Picasso. It depicts the mass killing carried out by North Koreans, South Koreans, and American forces in Sinchon. And we're back safe on home soil. How did you do? Not an easy subject, but something worth studying if you're into 20th century history. I'll have another war trivia episode next week. Here's a hint. Locals refer to what conflict as the Resistance War against America? I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 249 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.